This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
3 years ago, I quoted a writer from the Chicago Tribune, a newspaper I used to read growing up. I used to deliver it, in fact. John Fountain is a professor of journalism at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He wrote this, the book called The True Vine, A Young Black Man's Journey of Faith, Hope, and Clarity. I want you to read it or listen to what he says. I believe in God. I believe in God the Father embodied in his Son, Jesus Christ, the God who allowed me to feel his presence, whether by the warmth that filled my belly like hot chocolate on a cold afternoon, or that voice whenever I found myself in the tempest of life's storms telling me, even when other people told me I was nothing, that I was something, that I was his, and that even amid the desertion of my father, the man who gave me his name and DNA and little else, I might find in the Lord sustenance. I believe in God, the God who I've come to know as Father, as Abba, Daddy, the Hebrew word for daddy. I always envied boys I saw walking hand in hand with their fathers. I thirsted for the conversations fathers and sons have about the birds and the bees, or about nothing at all. Simply feeling his breath, his heartbeat, his presence. As a boy, I used to sit, this is so sad, I used to sit on the porch of my house, watching the cars roll by, imagining that one day a car would park and the man getting out of the car would be my dad. It never happened. It never happened. When I was 18, I could find no tears that Alabama winter's evening in January of 1979, when I finally stood face to face with my father lying dead in a casket, his heart no longer beating, his breath forever stilled, killed in a car accident. He died drunk, leaving me hobbled by the sorrow of years of fatherlessness. Hobbled by years of fatherlessness. It wasn't until many years later, standing over my father's grave for a long overdue conversation, that my tears flowed. I told my dad about the man I had become. I told him how much I wished he had been in my life. And I told him that I fully realized in his absence that I had found another, or that he, God the Father, God my Father, had found me. What a statement. Deserted by his father, hoping that he would someday see a car pull up and it would be his dad. It never happened. But he discovered he had a father in God the Father. Do you know what he discovered? Comfort. He not only found intellectually the God our Creator, he found God our Father. And do you know it was Jesus who was the one who taught people to say our Father? Up until that time, nobody called God Father that I know of. It was Jesus who said, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Here's what I want you to go home with the message today. God claims to be the source of comfort. Why would you look to anything or anyone else other than the source of comfort? God not only comforts us so we can be comforted and say, hey, thanks, appreciate the comfort. No, he comforts us so we can turn around and comfort other people. And in the process of comforting other people, something happens. We are comforted again. And again, and again, as you share his comfort. Don't ever forget that. Theme of this series, looking through the looking glass. Everything this 8 weeks is going to be about focusing on Christ in grief, focusing on Christ in hardships, trials, financial problems, focusing on Christ in death, focusing on Christ in everything and anything that happens to you. Why? He's the God of all comfort.
Well, if you'd like to hear this message again, you can. Crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.